of the Warlaw Brothers, and the new project is called God's Been There. Fellas, how are you?
Man, how's everybody doing?
Okay, you guys are on the road promoting your new project. How's that going for you?
Oh, it's going well. God is really blessing as we're traveling across the state. Looking forward to the day, though, when we're coming through Newport News.
Yes, sir.
Hey, that'll happen. That'll be all right. Your new single, the song Somewhere Listening.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that. That's a beautiful ballad. Tell us about that song.
Right, that song was is actually an old spiritual, coming out of you know that when he calls me, I will answer. I'll be somewhere listening. But we revised it whenever our grandmother passed in May of 2006, and the song talks about whenever Jesus comes back, we want to be somewhere listening for our name. Don't want to be left behind. So it's somewhere listening, and you're right. It's just a ballad that kind of takes up really in the vein that we are, the contemporary ballad style. But we have some old school traditional in us too.
How would you describe you guys? Because I see you do the contemporary, you do the old school traditional. You guys have that great harmony. It's hard to pigeonhole you guys. How would you describe your sound?
Well, that's a great question. A lot of people don't know this. When we say brothers, we are truly brothers, biological brothers, which means we have the same mama and the same daddy.
Oh, yeah.
So we grew up in a small church. They didn't have music there. Sometimes you had to learn to harmonize and stomp your feet. And we grew up listening to the likes of the Williams brothers, the Wynans, and Commissioners, Mighty Clouds of Joy. So we have a mixture of sounds that we really inspire to in our music. So we have that traditional, contemporary, and the urban, and we just give God all the praise for that versatility.
Speaking of being biological brothers, in the studio, or even sometime on the road, did you ever have to put one another in a headlock?
No, I just put somebody in the headlock. This Tony, I'm the oldest of these guys, and I do quite a bit of headlocking.
Hey, you about to get him jumped on
now. Oh, man, every moment is a moment of love, man, and that's a blessing, too, within itself. We were brought up in that way. And we just continue on in the same fashion, really. Yeah. Even
okay.
In our disagreements, we know how to do it in love. Amen.
Amen. Hey,
amen.
Tell us about your song, and I think it's a beautiful song, Welcome Home Soldier, where you have President Barack Obama, in the beginning and everything. Tell us about that song.
That song was written, and that's just what it's for, it's about. Welcome Home Soldiers, but it actually has another meaning as well. So it's written twofold. We talk about the soldiers who are fighting the war on our behalf, coming in from Iraq and Afghanistan, and they're fighting for us. And so we show our appreciation, and it helps. So we have one of our oldest brother is a retired captain in the United States Army, and our father was also in the Army as well. So we have a lot of respect. And we pay a lot of respect to our soldiers, and we appreciate their work. We appreciate the work that they do. And so, but the other meaning is the Christian soldier on this journey. The Christian soldier is working too. It's with those who go home to Christ, and we think Christ is welcoming them home.
On God's Been There, how was it working with producers Cedric Thompson and also Antonio O'Neill?
Oh, yes. Cedric Thompson is a Grammy Award winner. And being in the studio with him was like being in boot camp. But it was good. It was really good. I mean, he worked as hard, and he got the best out of us, and we just thank God for him. And same thing with Antonio O'Neill. Antonio O'Neill is a Dove Award winner. And he was the one who produced our song, single, Somewhere Listening. And it's just a blessing to be able to really work with guys on that caliber.
What's the best thing that has happened to you guys since you've been in the industry?
Oh, man, my God. Boy, that's a loaded question. You interviewed by you, man. And I'm going to tell you, it's just a blessing. We've been on tour for the last 3-4 days. And I'll tell you, just being able to be on the road and then, yeah, we get to be in the huge churches and touching base with all of the saints. That's good. But we just wrapped up at the Boys and Girls Club. We've gone to prisons. We just, ironically, we just walked out of a nursing home with some of our elderly at heart. Those moments are moments that they're priceless. And we just give God the praise for allowing us to be able to minister his word to those who otherwise might not have a chance to meet people on our level.